Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lovely morning to you. It's coming up to 9 minutes past the hour of eight this Wednesday morning. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Thank you for joining us on the show today. If you've been with us since 5 a.m., you know that it's been very frank and very tough since we started at 5 a.m. We say things to way they are, no holds barred at all on this show since 5 a.m. and I appreciate all of you for that. If you're still with me till now, let's have the last one serious conversation for the show, Morning Crossfire, right? But before we get into it, hunters, if you're here, let's go and hunt right away. Now, this is what you're looking for. You're looking for a clickable picture of the third mainland bridge. Go to Nigeria Info mobile app right now and start searching, hunting a clickable picture of the third mainland bridge. That is what you're looking for on our mobile app. If you don't have, the mobile app here, please go get it from your respective app stores, okay? Best of luck to you. Once you click the picture and it pops up, fill in your details, be the first to do this, be the fastest to do this, and you win 5,000 naira on this show. The game will be played again on other shows here on Nigeria Info. So before this morning, you get the chance to win 5,000 naira for the fastest person to complete the entire process. Best of luck to you. Now, road to 2023. This morning, I have a candidate for 2023 general election of the platform of the Social Democratic Party, SDP. He is vying for State House of Assembly, Surulere 1. His name is Olalekan Oshodi. He joins me live in the studio this morning. Mr. Oshodi, morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Let's start with getting to know you, because we're like Surulere people who are listening right now. We have a lot of people from Surulere, by the way. A very big thanks to our listeners from Surulere. We have quite a number of people that listen to Nigeria Info from Surulere. Let them get to know you, who you are, your full name, where you, you know, went to school, what you studied in higher institution, if you went to higher institution, what your profession is right now, what you currently do for a living, and, you know, stuff that people should know about.
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Latif Olalekan Oshodi. I'm from Ekpetedo, Lagos Island, in Lagos State.
Okay.
A member of the Oshodi Chieftaincy family. I was born to late Alhaji Sumola Alabi Oshodi and Alhaja Mistura Oshodi. My mother was a trader in the popular Balogun market, Ankara business to be precise, while my father was a pharmaceutical technician.
Okay.
He worked in the civil service, in the health.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, in the health sector of the civil service, you know. So apparently, destiny seems to have its hand in almost everything in life.
Okay.
He was working at the Lagos General Hospital. Then I happened to start my education from just across the road back then. That was Baptist Academy, Nursery and Primary School. In fact, the popular Baptist Academy was actually located on the Lagos Island.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so then in 1978 or thereabout,
okay,
we moved from Lagos Island to Surulere.
Okay.
Then my father was working in the Rando General Hospital. So I continued my education at Yewande Memorial Nursery and Primary School. At some point, I wouldn't know what happened precisely then, but all I can remember now is that there was a mass movement of students from Yewande Memorial, and I believe virtually all private schools back then.
Okay.
To a new school was founded, and that was Randu Avenue Primary School.
Okay.
So quite a number of people just left.
It was a public school then, Abby?
Randall Avenue was a public school.
A public school.
Yewande Memorial, Nursery and Primary School is A private school.
So okay.
I wouldn't know whether it was a policy change or whatever, But however, I continued my education at Abimbola Memorial.
Okay.
Then from there, where I had my first school leaving certificate.
Okay.
That was very close to Stadium High School.
Okay.
After then, I was very fortunate to be posted to a fantastic secondary school that would match. I mean, just
what school is that?
That was Bech Freeman High School, Surulere.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
The beyond the classwork, it was a fantastic environment.
Mm.
We had so much mentoring. We had fantastic teachers who would motivate us. I had one teacher back then. He would tell you, go to Unilag, ask of this, Adaramola, the human computer. You know, you can imagine calling somebody a human computer. No, those are the little things that motivated us. I said, wow, if somebody could be human computer, at least I can become a normal engineer. So
your inspiration started from that secondary school?
Yes.
Really inspired.
I must confess. I'm very grateful I attended that school. Then, after which I proceeded to Lagos State University.
Okay.
I did pre-degree program in Lagos State University.
Okay.
It was a one-year program. At the same time, in the same year, I wrote the joint matriculation exam, as it was called then, now UME.
Mm.
Fortunately, I was second on the list at the end of the pre-degree program in LASU. I was admitted for mechanical engineering.
Okay.
Same year, I got admission into University of Benin to study petroleum engineering.
Okay.
But somehow, it was a difficult choice for me. Mm-hmm. I had good friends on both sides, on both campuses. So, but in the year leading to that, the previous year, in my final year in the secondary school, I represented Lagos State in all Nigerian secondary school games.
Okay.
Where I came second in the chess event, but two chess events, I won the silver medal.
Okay.
So, and that was in former Bendel State. So most of the games were actually hosted in University of Benin. So,
that's what connected you to that university.
I had fallen in love with the environment and made some friends who, the contingents of Bender State back then say, you must come to Uni Bender.
So when the two offers came, which do you eventually take?
Yes, I eventually left for UniBen.
Oh wow.
And again, I enjoy traveling.
Okay.
I wanted to leave Lagos.
You just wanted to leave Popsi and Momsi and just go somewhere.
My mom was almost crying. <I'm telling you>. So after
that's chemical engineering.
No, I read
petroleum engineering.
Yes.
Okay.
So after my first degree, I went for my youth service in Bayelsa State. That was another memorable, very interesting experience in life. It was in Bayelsa, in Brest to be precise. In fact, I traveled to many parts of the states. I'm an adventurist, I realized that there is so much wealth in nature beyond the material things we seek. So after my youth service, I came back to Lagos. I did some jobs, worked for free rather than, staying idle.
Yeah.
So, but after a few months, I went back to school. I felt, okay, let me diversify my knowledge and become a person with multidisciplinary capability.
Okay.
So I went to study. I studied a chemical engineering at the postgraduate diploma level.
Okay.
So I was about rounding up the program when I got my first job. My first major job. My first paying job. So that was a Thompson Engineering and Services International Limited.
Okay.
So thereafter I worked for a period of time, and just for about 2 years. Then I got a bigger job, let me put it that way. one of the dominant players in the downstream petroleum industry.
Do you still play in that sector to today?
Come again, please.
Do you still play in the petroleum sector to today?
Yes, I still.
That is what you currently do right now.
Yes.
Why politics? Why?
Well, like I mentioned at the beginning of the program, that destiny seems to have in hand in almost everything you do. I was involved in my community activities, you know, to a point I was pushed forward to become the CDA chairman. Okay. That was going to happen, but somewhere along the line it became politicized. Mm-hmm. And then I was in full-time employment, so I said, well, I just withdrew. Mm-hmm. But
You withdrew, or you were forced out by politics?
I did not even give it a fight. So
you were interested?
I was interested.
So why didn't you fight for it?
Like I said, my idea was just service to the community.
Okay.
It wasn't really about, unfortunately, it was politicized along the party lines, and you know, there were reports to Alausa, local government, and that Mr. Shodi is opposition. And I laughed. Mm. Meanwhile, mine was just to have a good environment for the residents. And,
Let's talk about, you know, the areas that you call Suleri Constituency 1. Yeah. You know, where does it start? Where does it end? Your constituency.
Yeah, the Suleri Constituency 1, let me say, starts from Lawansin area.
Okay.
That was before Jubri Martins. A part of Jubri Martins is on Constituency 1. Mm. The other end is on the Constituency 2.
Okay.
So taking that down to Yaba area, to Stadium.
Okay.
Buddy Thomas, Axis, and then come back to Jubri Martins.
Mm.
It's quite a huge area.
It's a huge area. Just those few names that you dropped now is quite huge in Suleri Constituency 1. Okay, so the reason why we always, you know, go through that route is so that we can test your knowledge of the area that you're trying to represent.
Okay.
You know, that's why we usually do that. And also so that people listening in can know that this is their person, and they can ask you questions based on their peculiar challenges.
Yeah.
They can ask you what you plan to, the kind of bills you plan to push, you know, for them and the rest of them. So if you're in Suleri Constituency 1, Yaba, Buddy Thomas, Lawansin area, feel free, if you've got any challenge that you would want House of Assembly hopeful to help you push through the State House of Assembly, feel free to chime in and let us know, and you can ask your questions. We've got about a few minutes before we go on our first break, but let's get down to it. I'm going to talk to you about the poor infrastructure. Suleri, they call it old money area, but then the infrastructure there are not exactly at par with what should be in Suleri. There's some areas there that you can't even pass. Yeah, they're impassable. There are some areas there that they're quite okay. They're quite good. But what's your own idea about infrastructure, especially improving infrastructure in Suleri Constituency 1?
Thank you very much. Personally, I don't believe in politics of condemnation.
Hmm.
If you ask me, I would say that in fairness, in Lagos State, Suleri has some of the best infrastructures.
Mm.
However, just like the theme of the program, March Towards Democracy, there's still much room for improvement. The aspect I would like to intervene if elected is checking infrastructural degradation.
Mm.
You know, that's one of the major, if you go to the Lawansin area, you will notice a developing menace. Mm. Idiaraba is virtually swallowing, is beginning to swallow part of Suleri.
Mm.
You know, There is every citizen is free to move around unhindered from one part to the other. But when it comes to, you know, exporting social menaces and vices, you know, we must have to do something about it. So then secondly, we need to go back to the old policy of maintaining strict maintenance of residential area.
Okay.
That is one thing that is
it's lacking.
That is one thing that is making, that is responsible for the apparent infrastructural decay in Sierra Leone presently. Then I want to promote the project of I call it re-greenization of Sierra Leone. We want to, I would like to see Sierra Leone go back to the original, you know,
master plan.
Yeah, you know, the master plan and the environmental outlook, you know, where you have trees, almost
greenery.
Yes, the green, there should be green. Green is the color of beauty. And
let's,
one thing,
let's pause at this juncture. Let's go to break. When we return, you'll conclude on your thoughts on greenery in Sierra Leone. Lagos, stay with us. We'll be back.
All right, thank you.
This is an infomercial. It is unbelievable to imagine that there are over 3.2 million people who are internally displaced in Nigeria. These are men, women, and children who have fled their homes because of conflict, violence, and banditry. They have found safety in IDP camps, but have lost everything they own. Internally displaced Nigerians need shelter, food, and livelihoods to rebuild their lives. We Nigerians must take action to support our fellow displaced Nigerians. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, is the lead organization on ground providing life-saving support.
Welcome back to the Crossfire here on Nigeria Info 99.3. We are continuing with our conversation on Road to 2023. Now, let me quickly drop this here that on this series, we featured candidates across various political parties, both at the state and the national level. We've spoken to the SDP presidential candidate. We've had the PDP on this show. We've had the Labour Party on this show. We had the AAC on this show, the NMPP. We've had quite a number of them, even on some of our other shows, because the program that you're listening to, Road to 2023, is on our major current affairs shows, both on the Morning Crossfire and on Hard Facts. So you get to hear Road to 2023 conversations where we bring in political candidates and actors on the show to discuss, you know, the 2023 elections, basically. And this morning we have joining us on the show the SDP House of Assembly candidates here in the state. His name is Olalekan Oshodi. He joins us right now. Latif Olalekan Oshodi is in the studio. You can watch him live on Facebook and on YouTube. If you are in Sierra Leone constituency one, if that's your constituency, it's time for you to ask him your questions. Mr. Oshodi, thank you again for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Before the break, we were talking about your plans to bring back the old glory of infrastructure in Sierra Leone. You're talking about greenery, environmental maintenance, and all of that as being a very strong part of your plan should you be elected.
Yeah, thank you very much. Most of the time, we are, as a people, we are focused on economic problems. But sometimes, you know, when you look at it critically, you find out that some intangible things actually constitute a significant part of what informs our state of happiness. I am of the opinion that the color of beauty is green. Green is the color of beauty, and a beautiful environment subconsciously is key to the state of our happiness. This is what informs why we must make
Sierra beautiful
green again.
Let's speed up a little bit and talk about, you know, the rate of unemployment. This is nationwide. It's not peculiar to Sierra Leone alone. I'm aware that you know, for instance, I have a message here talking about how touts have touts are everywhere, you know, harassing people, tasking people. They call it Tagala in the Lawansing area, you know. What's your plan to arrest this ugly development? I mean, what's the value of a beautiful environment with such development loitering around?
Yeah, they all go hand in hand. If some of the guys who are doing these things are at peace with their environment, I tell you most likely some of them wouldn't have gone into it. Then, secondly, one of my agenda, if elected, I call it taking our youth off the street and finding them gainfully, you know, employed. Most of the time, when we talk, these things goes hand in hand with, let me take it together with the state of insecurity around the Lawansing area. Somebody asked a question about. My idea of neighborhood watch is about, you know, grassroots security. But I don't see that really happening. Neighborhood watch should be about security at the grassroots. And that is the effort that can check what has been cited in Lawansing, to be precise. If the people who are domiciled in that environment,
yeah,
and some of them will be strategically employed and co-opted into the effort, you know, they can actually check this menace. Then the second one is proper lighting in specific areas. Because people go to work very early in the morning, and sometimes due to traffic, they return late at night. Proper lighting, and then presence of state security apparatus, complemented by neighborhood watch. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you are not going to pick up people at the point they are carrying out the act. Some of the guys who do all these things, you know where they live, people know them. It's not like they come down from space and perpetrate.
Most of them are Mwadugos, like that. You actually, you can trace where they live, you know exactly.
Yes. That's why the Omo Adugbos should be the ones to constitute the neighborhood watch and responsible for the security. You have to give out the task. And you boys, you know, Kokoni Junction, give them the job. They are working. And give them the sense of that dignity that they are working. They will get the job done. You know, see, most of the times, the problems, the solutions are there on the table, but not being properly implemented. If the concept of the neighborhood watch is, you know, properly administered, I mean, this complaint about tout and the insecurity in certain places will be a thing of the past.
Indeed. Let me take another message here. We have some calls coming in now. We'll go to the call, to the calls coming in. If you're in Suluri Constituency 1, feel free to ask Mr. Oshodi any question at all. Now, this individual says, no name actually, it says, what would you do about the nightlife in Suluri, especially with Joe Legba? Early in the morning, you see ladies and men smoking and soliciting. I think we need more security presence. That's what the person said. does that fall? Would you like where it falls within
yours?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a very tricky question.
How?
Tricky in the sense that, well, whatever they do, if we can only talk about the aspects that falls out of the ambit of the law.
Okay.
If there's anything they are doing outside the law, yes, you know, the law should be carried out to the letters to make sure they are checked. But the nightlife in Ojualegba has a lot of advantages.
Okay.
Let me tell you, if you are a traveler, you are coming from outside Lagos, and maybe your vehicle breaks down on the road or you get into traffic, All your prayers will be, let me just get to Joel Egba.
Where people are.
And you always feel comfortable once you are in Joel Egba. Mm. You can even decide to pass the night around there and continue your journey later in it. Mm. So that's why we must be careful that whatever we do, we don't throw away the
baby with the bathwater. Mm, indeed. Yes. Okay. Let me ask you about constituency projects that you may have in plan. You've spoken about giving those thugs and touts jobs. Do you have any plan for women? Do you have any plans for the girl child? Do you have any plans for the unemployed in general? Just a few of the constituency projects because of time. Let's touch on them.
Yeah, I'll be very honest about that. You know, I am not running for the office of the governor.
Okay.
The duty of a legislator is essentially, you know, policy formulation and good representation.
Mm.
I can. What I'm going to assure my people is that loyalty will be primarily to the people. Mm. I am going to collaborate with the executive, with the government, to ensure that the dividends of democracy gets to the people,
mm,
and they get good governance. I am not going to be an accomplice to executive recklessness and impunity.
Mm.
If there are checks and balances, at the end of the day, good governance, you know, is the only result that can come out of it. If there are checks and balances, then the other aspect of it is the social intervention programs.
Okay.
You know, which is, you know, they call it community constituency projects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let us be honest with ourselves. I can't tell you at this point, I'm going to build roads in a particular place, I'm going to do this in a particular place.
Mm.
Constituency project is going to be on the hierarchy of prevailing needs at that point in time.
Okay.
If I say I'm going to build roads in point A, and at that point in time, the state government has done that, why would you have to go back to it? So, but of course, this is something I've done before, even in community service. I once had Olalekan Oshodi, the foundation, in conjunction with the CDA in my area, where we identified indigent students, you know, to assist them with books and uniform. On a personal level, I've done that.
Essentially, yeah. That's my question.
Okay.
As in your constituency project,
yeah.
In terms of, I'm not asking for you to build roads or build schools.
Yeah.
What is your plan for the girl child, for instance, or children out of school in Suleri Constituency 1, for instance, or the unemployed, for instance, the artisans? Yeah. That's essentially.
Yeah.
The question I asked.
The artisans, I have, everything has to still go back to my community and some of the things I've done in the past. I have once advocated for a parcel of land for artisans. We all need all these people. They work for us, but at the same time, we don't want them. You know, there must be designated places. You know, in every community that will be well managed, where, you know, the mechanics, the artisans, and so can attend to our problems, and they get their own economic benefit at the same time.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
So it's a matter of orderliness.
Hmm.
Some of these programs are already in place, but it is about ensuring that they are well administered.
Hmm.
The girl child in the constituency, you know, there will be people who identify.
Hmm.
You are not just going to set out the main thing here is feedback.
It seems to me that you don't exactly have any plan. Like, you're just thinking of it right here, right now.
No, like, there are plans. One of them, like I mentioned earlier on, is taking our youth off the street. That is an agenda on its own. taking our youth off the street involves getting them gainfully employed.
How do you intend to do that?
An example is what I've given you. Some of these people would be employed in security outfits.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, the whole community, the constituency will benefit in terms of their safety and security. Mm. That is one. The second one is the green project.
Okay.
You see, we tend to discount the importance of the state of mind in things we do in life. Your state of mind is a function of your environment. If you have a good environment, in the place, you are less likely, when you are at peace with yourself, you are not likely to take it into crime.
Let me talk to you about the Okada ban in Surulere. What's your position on that?
Well, Okada ban, we can't shy away from it that everybody is impacted upon. And but we must it's about give and take, you know. Even on the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, security comes first. For the government to have banned the Okada, was banned based on credible intelligence report for the government. Then secondly, it is just a matter of time. There's no way you are going to have a mega city in a chaotic environment that the Okadas have operated. Then, lastly, we must remember that the proliferation of Okada is a consequence of the downturn in the economy. Some of these people are people previously some of them are skilled workers who are out of job as a result of the dwindling economic scenario.
And they had to resort to riding Okada for survival.
The moment some problems are solved, some others will, you know.
Let's take one or two calls before we go, because we're quickly getting out of time right now. Okay, I think we lost that. 0700-993-993-993. The calls are coming in. That's the number that you need to call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
This is Pastor Ladipo. I'm
talk
calling from Orilegum.
All right.
Now, good morning to your guest.
Yeah, good morning,
Let
Pastor Ladipo.
Let me ask your guest. As a legislator, to be, we are having the issue of land grabbers problem. Within that, your constituency and some other part of constituency in Lagos State. What law will you sponsor, or what bill will you sponsor to bring an end to this thing? Because you will see a situation where some obas just claim people's properties and all of that. So what kind of bill will you sponsor to bring an end to this abnormalities? Thank you. God bless Nigeria.
Bless you too. Yes, please.
Yeah. Thank you very much. One of the fundamentals of democracy is the rule of law. Where there's a rule of law, things become orderly. There's a law already prohibiting land grabbing in Lagos. It is illegal. Land grabbing is an illegal activity. But I want to tell you that within my constituency, some of these problems are interrelated. When you solve a particular problem, you are solving many related problems at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about extortion. What's the term you call it again?
Touting, thuggery.
Thuggery. I mean, if you look at it very well, it's the same people doing all these things. You know, once they become gainfully deployed, let me put it that way. Once the people become gainfully deployed, and you know, you wouldn't see all these things. So even if somebody who is powerful thinks he wants to, you know, take advantage of you, once the foot soldiers are not there, he would have no choice than to revert to the conventional means of settling such matters.
Let's take this call. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah,
Can I remain anonymous, sir?
That's fine.
Yeah. So, good morning, my honorable sir.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning,
please. Yeah, God bless you, sir.
Amen. And you too.
Sorry, I just tuned in my radio and I just joined the program now. And I heard you talking about Surulere. Sorry, there is this comment I want to make about Surulere. I stayed in Lawanse, sir.
Okay.
And
sir,
there's this guy terrorizing Lawanse. His name is Malik. The guy has been arrested and he has been released. I don't know. What can you do for us about this boy, sir? This particular Malik, sir. Because anytime the guys are on Lawanse, they always know all these area boys just call your phone, rob people on the road while walking. If they ask for money, don't give them. They will rob you. They will, no, they will injure you.
That's noted. That's very noted. It's the same issue that you talked about earlier, thuggery and touting and terrorizing people. But we must go now. For people in Constituency 1, Surulere, if you've got questions for Mr. Oshodi, how can they throw their questions at you? Are you on social media?
Yes, please.
How can they reach you on social media?
I can drop my WhatsApp.
No phone call. Strictly social media.
Yeah, I said WhatsApp. WhatsApp number.
No WhatsApp. Facebook, Twitter.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we can allow.
I'm on Facebook. You just said for Latif or Lale Konshodi.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Thank you so much for coming around, sir. We wish you best of luck. Campaign starts September 28th. When we start campaign, then you can drop your number, whatever it is you want to drop for now. But yeah, so thank you so much again for coming.
Thank you very much.
Lagos, that's our show. Pleasure. Tomorrow it's Health Thursday, and we'll be discussing health and health only on Thursday. Brain drain, doctors leaving, medical officers leaving, and the faith and hope of you and me that are left here. That's our conversation at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Next week we have two guests coming in, a state governorship candidate in Lagos State here and a presidential candidate coming up. These two would be part of our conversation next week, hopefully. I'm Sheriff Quadri on Instagram, Sheriff Quadri, Twitter, Sheriff Quadri, and my Facebook page is Sheriff Quadri as well. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Good morning to you.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.